More on DNA now. Most people arrested or even just detained by federal authorities will soon have to give a DNA sample. A little-noticed amendment to the Violence Against Women Act will allow the Justice Department to greatly expand its DNA gathering. Leslie Orloff is with the women's rights group Legal Momentum. They supported the passage of the Violence Against Women Act but are against this DNA expansion. And Leslie Orloff, welcome to the program.
Hello.
Well, why are you against this? It would seem like it would be a good tool when fighting violence against women.
We oppose the DNA amendments to the Violence Against Women Act for a number of reasons. And one of the big problems is that one of the groups that's targeted for inclusion of DNA in this database are undocumented immigrants, which includes hundreds of undocumented immigrant women who are victims of domestic violence, sexual assault, or trafficking, would end up in detention and under these provisions, and that their DNA would be taken as well as many undocumented immigrants who are not criminals. And so what happens is, from a crime-fighting perspective, because we care very much about the ability to solve, let's say, sexual assault offenses and rapes, the more data that you put in the database, the longer the backlog in entering that data. It'll create backlogs in getting that, let's say, a local rapist DNA in, because they're all on the same line.
I see. So you're not necessarily against it for civil liberties reasons as you are against it in terms of just bureaucratic backlog.
Well, bureaucratic backlog is one of them, but we are against it for civil liberties reasons as well. And we see how that plays out in the lives of real immigrant women in this country. So, for example, there was a case not too long ago in, I think it was New York, where U.S. citizen man married to an undocumented woman, never filed papers for her. She had custody of the children. She was seeking a protection order. She went to court, and on the courthouse steps, so that he could win custody, arranged that the Department of Homeland Security detained and picked her up. Her DNA will go into this database with no effective means to remove it. You have hundreds of women around the country who are actually victims where their perpetrators are trying to get them picked up because of undocumented immigration status, so that they'll never be prosecuted.
But what's the greater evil here? Because there's a story in today's Los Angeles Times that points out the number of jail inmates ID'd as illegal immigrants is double what was previously thought, so that there are, in fact, a substantial number of illegal immigrants committing crimes in this country. So isn't it a good idea to have their DNA evidence on file?
I think if the issue was crimes, that's fine and it's appropriate. Looking at it from a jail perspective and looking at what proportion of people jailed for crimes are undocumented is actually the wrong way to look at it, because there's a huge proportion of immigrants in this country, documented and undocumented, who are law-abiding and never come in contact with the criminal justice system. So putting everybody who may have an undocumented legal status at this moment into the same database is the part that makes no sense.
Some women's groups are applauding this. There seems to be a division within the women's rights movement, if you will. Some pushed for this as a valuable method to fight violence against women. Isn't the civil liberty trade-off worth it for that reason?
I believe that if we spent more time and effort and resources in making sure that we have a DNA database that's going to function, in the end, I believe it will undermine the ability to solve many or some crimes. And that, I don't think it makes sense either, because we, too, feel very strongly that we want a database that's going to function to help solve crimes against women generally.
Leslie Orloff is with Legal Momentum, one of the oldest women's rights organizations in the country. Thanks for joining us.
You're welcome.